Everyone, and welcome back to the Value Cafe with Esther Opone. This is our very first episode. Yay! And I'm pleased to have Miss Kezia Grace Magrose with me. And I intentionally brought this topic up on beginnings and endings because I'm practically starting something new here, and I've seen a number of people who have navigated this process of taking that plunge to actually start doing something a bit different. Or if you're the kind of person that you probably paused on something and then you want to restart, this also applies to you. All right, so enough talk from me. Let me bring on our first guest officially. Kezi is a young woman working towards greatness while trying to make sense of life. Hi, Kezi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Esther. Thank you so much for having me. It feels great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for agreeing to do this. So, this is very interesting, your description, how you take yourself, a young woman working towards greatness while trying to make sense of life. Can you tell us a bit about that? How's the journey been like? What are you up to these days and stuff like that?
Hi, thank you again, Esther. First, I'd like to say that to everyone listening, I'm a young person, like I said, still trying to figure out this thing called life. So, I've journeyed through a few years of what some of us would call experience, this career field and all of that. And in every step of the way, like I said, I'm still trying to figure out what life is about. I'm still trying to figure out what path I really want to tread upon. I'm still trying to find myself and make meaning of what my purpose is. So let me give a bit of a background story here. Just a time when I was younger, let's say two, three years back, when I don't know if you can remember, Esther, but then finding your purpose used to be like a very everywhere thing where everybody was talking about finding your purpose. And if you don't have like a purpose, like it felt like you were non-existent in life, if that made any sense. So everywhere you checked, all the motivational speakers were talking, I'm like, what exactly is my purpose, right? Like, why? Like, it sounds like a very big question, and I just had like so many thoughts in my head that I couldn't exactly wrap up. And then it was like I didn't have the answer, so I didn't even know how, like, the sequence of solving this mathematics puzzle should be. Do you understand? And then, but I grew and I got to see that it was just like me putting a lot of pressure on myself, and it was just like adults trying to put pressure on young people that this thing called purpose is a journey, right? You don't get to figure it out in a day. You don't just get to sit down and say, yeah, this is my purpose. I mean, as time goes on, you get to discover what your purpose is, right? If you ask me right now what my purpose is, I mean, I have like a better or clearer idea than 2-3 years ago. But then the point is, you don't just figure out what your purpose is immediately. I mean, as a Christian, you probably know that you were made to serve God, like you were made in his image. God created everybody with purpose and all that. I mean, that's the most important thing. But then there is more. I also feel like in everybody, aside of God, even everybody like a purpose. So like, I just really believe that as young people, me, myself inclusive, that it's a process. That's why I do not, if you can remember, Esther, I did not try to put like a bio to myself, found out of this. I mean, all that is great. Found out of that and all that.
Yes.
There's more to me than that. I don't want to put myself in a cubicle and then just streamline myself. So when you see me say that, because they are communications manager in Elekta, I mean, that there's more to me. And Elekta doesn't define me. My job doesn't define me. My title doesn't define me, right? What I do doesn't exactly define me. I'm just a person, right? Trying to figure out this thing called life. So I think that's it.
Wow, that's really a beautiful thought line. And you know, that reminds me of something that I've heard in recent times, that you put the being over the doing. So as you were saying that, okay, what you do at Elekta does not define you and all that, but who you are, actually who you are, like the being over the doing. Mm-hmm. So as you are now, you are exactly that woman who is working towards greatness. And whether it is what you do currently at Elekta or tomorrow, if you pivot into something else, at least it doesn't change who you are, because at the core of it is you, a woman who's working towards greatness. Now, how that process comes by might differ. So exactly, Dan, you've really hit the nail on the head. You've actually answered some of the questions I wanted to ask you, which is very, 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 very beautiful. So let me give you a bit of a background, because why I actually approached you, you came to mind first when I was thinking on this topic. So I'm one of those people who... I'm actually one of those people who, you know, when we get started doing something, and then at a point we feel like, okay, this thing has outlived its time. It's time to like move on to other things. But then the struggle to stop doing that thing, and you know, the thought of, oh, what will other people think, especially when that thing has been used to define you a lot. I know you can relate to a certain extent, but then I look at it because I follow you on Instagram, and there was a point you used to share, you know, content and carousel posts and stuff like that, especially 2020. That was the year where a lot of IG content just came out in that format. Yeah. But then one day you just upped, and then, you know, you deleted everything, and you just, you know, stuck with your few stuff that you are currently into now. So I was curious, like, okay, so what prompted that? First, how did you, at what point or what made you decide to do that, to like not delete the posts themselves, but like to like stop putting out stuff like that, as in to quit? I'm going to use the word quit in that regard. And also, I know some people retain their content as a testament to their journey so far, how they have evolved. So why did you decide to take that off too?
Okay. Thank you. So first of all, let me say, I'm not shocked that you noticed, but I had a few people send me DMs and all those fancy other scenario stuff, but then, so here's the thing, right? 2020 was a year. We all know that already. Like, people say that if you texted your ex in 2020, it doesn't count. I mean, we're all struggling, but then that's my debate. 2020 was a year where we're all trying to discover ourselves. So now let me give you a bit of a background story. In 2020, I was interning somewhere. My life took, like, I was doing great. Everybody could see my story. I mean, I was doing good. I was enjoying myself. It was not a great pay, but then I was interning, and then I was really enjoying myself. And then COVID happened. Then I wanted to stay longer, but then I couldn't stay longer because of COVID and all that. So I had to leave. And then I'm not someone that is used to being out of job for a while. From way back in second uni, I was always interning from one place to another, everywhere, aligned to what I'm doing today, as God will have it. So I was not used to not being out of job. So I went to one of my mentors recommended me for an opportunity, which I'm very thankful for. And then I got there, and then it wasn't the environment for me. I just felt like it wasn't my space, was a bit too toxic. And then after 1 month, I quit. So quitting, background story, I already mentioned that I'm not somebody who is used to being out of a job for a while. So now I quit a job after 1 month, and I'm out of job for like 5 months thereabouts. As a matter of fact, I quit the job in June, so it's going to be like a year next month. So
okay, and then for that your period, quitversary, like, or what did they call it?
I know. And then like from then to October, I was out of job. So so in the process of that, I was just feeling very useless. Do you understand? So I kind of, I always wanted, like, it's something I've always wanted to do, to share my journey through life to young people, and people like, young people like myself still trying to figure out, share, okay, this is what happened at work, this is what I think when searching for jobs, this is what I think even when on your job, how I think your self-esteem should be. Because there's something that I've been thinking about recently that I feel like they don't tell young people when they just start out their career. There's a different kind of self-esteem you need when you're just starting out on a job. If not, you'll be taken for granted. So all these kind of things, I just really want to pour my heart to people, in writing, all those other things, to like really express myself to young people. Nigeria is a whole struggle, let's not forget it. But then just trying to explain and then figure this thing called life out. Okay. So along the line, I had a friend whose name I'm not going to mention, but it's very popular now on the street or social media. He's a content creator. And then so I reached out to him, we're always talking, and then I reached out to him that I really wanted to put out content, and he kind of like guided me through, right? So I was always dishing out content, and I felt like I was just putting a lot of pressure. And that was the year that a lot of content creators as well sprung up, right? I mean, I used to blog before one time, right, when I was in uni and all that, but then it was a lot of point and I couldn't really keep it. So I left it. So like when 2020 happened and I had a lot of friends with all the shit content and all that, I mean, my content was kind of different because it was more career focused. It wasn't marketing or branding or any of those things. I mean, you could call it branding as well because I mean, it's your your career. But then I'm a more career oriented person. So I mean, that's where I could share my idea on.
And you were sharing stuff, opportunities and events and stuff.
Exactly. So which is me, if I'm being honest, it's just me, the kind of things I enjoy doing, right? But then I felt like I was putting a lot of pressure on myself. I was trying to be like, I was just trying to be relevant so that people could see that I'm relevant. Because remember that I was out of job. I just felt like I wasn't being noticed. I wasn't doing this because I was doing it out of a place. I was doing it out of a place where I was really longing to be relevant, if that makes any sense, right?
And then I feel you in that.
The content was me, right? But then the style of the content wasn't Kezia. It wasn't me. Like, I could dish out that content now and then it could be from a place of love and a place from deep experience and how I'm really feeling, but not then. Do you understand? I mean, I had great people. I'm not going to lie to you. Someone like really look up to from those posts reached out to me and then wanted us to work together and stuff. And I turned it down. And I stopped. Before I even deleted all those posts, I said I wasn't going to do them anymore because I wasn't in a job. I didn't feel like I had enough. I that's not how I wanted to do this. I wanted to do it when I'm on my job and share real life experiences like I do in my newsletter, how my life is going at that point, and then it's relatable and it's on the spot, right? Do you understand? And then I wasn't feeling that satisfaction. I was out of job. What could I really tell people how to get your dream job when I'm not even in my dream job? I'm not going to be that aspire kind of person when my life doesn't really speak
aspire
it.
Aspire to inspire.
As in, and my life wasn't speaking it. And I'm like, no, this is not the kind of person I want to be. So one day, I think before I got my job at Elekta, I just said, you know what? It took me a while, Esther, because I felt like people had known me to an extent to this, with this thing. I mean, everybody's looking to get a good job. I'm not. I've never believed that I'll be an entrepreneur because I don't have a style. I know that I'm going to be a successful person in life and I'm going to work in a 9-to-5 environment. I know it. That's if that's my purpose, I accept it. I know it already. But, so like, it was just that phase for me and I felt like, you know what, there has to be an end to this. I mean, it's a saying that you re-strategize and all that, and I believe that's so strong. But as at that time, I didn't start. I don't think my intentions for starting was right. So of course, if your intentions towards starting something is not right, you are going to get frustrated in the process and then you are going to give up, or you are going to just realize that this style. And then I think the thing is, you have to be honest with yourself. Is this you? Do you get it? Like, it's not just about what you want people to think about you. Deep down, do a self-evaluation of yourself. Is this me, Kezia? Is this you? Is this the pattern you want to go? Is this really what you want to be, right? And then, so I just looked one day and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be put in a box where I have to share content 3 o'clock in the afternoon so that certain people read, or 6 p.m. or 9 p.m. and all that. I'm like, nah, fam. I can share my journey in different ways. And then that's how I woke up one morning and I decided to delete. I mean, it was very sad, I think. But then I did it and I have no regrets today. So I think, I hope that makes sense.
So I'm sure you felt a bit liberated, even if it was bittersweet in a way.
Yeah, I did. I actually did. Mm.
That's a very beautiful story. And oddly, it's something that I relate to, and I think a lot of people would also relate to, because especially again, 2020 was that year where everybody had something to say. It's not wrong, but then I think we had so much time on our hands with the lockdown and, you know, school being out, jobs being more remote or out of hands.
It was too much information online. It was too much.
Exactly. So it felt
too
overwhelming.
Too much IG stories. Oh my god. Too much IG life. Oh my god. It was too much.
So many courses. Everything. It was just like that.
So many. If you're not using your time, don't let your 12-6 months waste. What you tell yourself after, I mean, as far as possible. All of that.
I think to a certain extent, it was that period where everybody, some people brought out their talents, some people were able to discover some things that had been in hiding and all that. But then some other people, I feel like they underutilized that time to really seize the opportunity to be alone with themselves. And I think, so a lot of people were just pushing out, or taking in. I can't remember the number of courses and master classes I took. Some of them I didn't even complete. And some of them I can't even remember the content anymore. I can't even apply them. I believe maybe sometime later they will come in handy. But then that was really, really that kind of period. And then you put in stuff. I must admit I also like played in that space for a while. I need to put out content. But then I think nothing is a waste anyway. The same way you were able to learn that, okay, this is not you. You would rather not be doing this, at least not at this time and in this manner. And then I know that the next time and in whatever format you choose to do so later on, you would have learned so much from that experience and all that. And I think that shows that, the you know that quote of quitters never win, winners never quit. It doesn't, it's not like absolute in every situation, because there are times when you just know you need to cut it off and like quit doing something so that you can focus on the things that really matter. And that's just the thing, which is actually quite difficult, because again, you know, when these things have been used to define you. So for instance, from a personal angle to it is, okay, you know, I go by the nickname The Value Adder. And then to a certain extent, I always fret over, okay, am I putting out enough value? Even down to the things I post on my WhatsApp status, like, okay, am I sharing enough useful links? Am I putting out too much, you know, cruise stuff versus, you know, serious stuff that people can learn from and stuff like that? Like, the old pressure is much. And then, you know, at a point, you know, I also played in that space for a bit, like putting out content on Instagram. I was letting those things validate me. Like, I still have that content. I am the content, and I'm also the container of that content.
Exactly.
So
very true.
So I was like, okay, Esther, maybe when you start doing this, so I think to a certain extent, that was what I was using to, like, you know, feel good, feel okay, like to validate myself. And also, you know, seeing those likes, seeing those comments on, we really learned a lot, blah, 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 blah. And again, I think that style really wasn't me. Essentially, the old, you know, the old, you need to do this, hashtags. It's not a bad thing. They're actually very useful. But I think...
Very useful.
The inside work has to have been done first before you start working on, you know, the aesthetics of those things and all that. Of course, I'm still going to go back to that, pick my content back up, but of course with my, like, infusing my own personality, infusing Esther into it, and knowing that whatever I'm putting out there is going to, like, really add value and all that. So but then, speaking of, like, making things back up, there's also this struggle that I know some people, I was having this discussion with someone. Someone was asking me why I haven't started my podcast yet. So shout out to my very good friend. And then, so I said something. I said I have a track record of, you know, unfinished projects. And it really does something to you, to the mind. Because it makes it difficult to, like, you know, trust yourself again, especially when you're starting something new or, like, you want to restart something. So I don't know if you can relate to that or if you have a particular story in that regard.
So you mean, like, unfinished projects?
Like, yes, unfinished projects or ideas that, you know, you didn't follow through on. And then it makes it extra difficult when you want to start doing something, because those things are, like, haunting you, like, hey, Kezi, are you sure you can do this? You know your track record, though. So yes, that's what I meant.
I'm thinking of it right now, and I'm so good, and I'm so proud, rather, because I think I've learned not to learn so many things define me. I mean, I'm thinking of it right now, and I'm wondering who doesn't have unfinished projects. Like, who, which successful person in the world doesn't have a journal of lots of ideas that never even came to light? Who doesn't? Like, I just feel like sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves. I have to do this. I have to be this at 25. I have to be that at 29. I have to, me myself, I'm the king of that. I have to have done my master's by this. I have to have done this by that. I have to have been earning by that. And then it cages us because we have set our eyes so much to the goal that we're not focusing on the process. And goal is just the goal. And then when we get the goal, what happens? Does life end? Is that the end of it? Then we're on to another goal. I mean, just move to life. And then, so I'm thinking unfinished projects. You need to see my journal, Esther. I have like fashion, like businesses. Remember, I said I was not a business person, but I had ideas that might not necessarily be me running, but then I'll have people running for me. I have lots of ideas for sustainable development. I mean, I'm running Passion for Help for a year straight. I've not done anything on Passion for Help. And I'm sure like most of the people there are people that I like to believe trust me to a large extent. And then I've had like a few people, even my close friends, reach out to me that was a plan for Passion for Help.
What's
up? And then at a point, I felt like people were probably thinking of me as a bad leader. But at a point, I was like, man, I started this thing. I know why I started it. You can't think of me as a bad leader because if I not started, nothing would have happened, right? Then, and I'm not just going to be doing it because everybody has an NGO. I'm going to actually be doing it because I know that I'm being led to do this thing. Because I'm a Christian, like, and I strongly believe that if God did not send you somewhere, you will be frustrated and you will fail. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So, like, I just felt like at the point that it wasn't like I have lots of ideas. And sometimes when I look at my journal, I just smile that, I actually really wanted to do this thing. And I mean, there's more to life. There's more for me in life. I'm just starting life, to be honest. I can do so many things at the time. Okay, I'll give a typical example, right? I mean, Dangote, what does everybody know Dangote for? Everybody knows Dangote for cement, right? But then Dangote Ibu, and now it has Dangote Sugar, it has Dangote this, Dangote that, Dangote that. But when you hear Dangote, what comes to your mind first? Cement. Right, cement. Microsoft, Bill Gates. When you hear Bill Gates, what comes to your mind? Microsoft. Well, Microsoft. Did that just end it? No, it has evolved over time to get like so many ideas. So I just don't believe in packing ideas up. No, I believe in getting ideas right, and I don't believe in balance because I think balance is. I not like I don't believe in it, but like I mean, there's only much we can do. So, right, I can be, I'm here now, and then I'm envying somebody that is 27 years old and that has a life up to an extent, has gone through over stages of life that me I've not gone through yet. And then I'm just there being envious of her. Meanwhile, she was once where I am right now, and then she had like a journey to where she is right now, right? So everything is a process. So I have ideas, I've written them down, yes. Will all of them come to pass? No. Will I try to make sure at least some come to pass? Yes. But will I choose my priorities? Of course, yes. Because life is about priorities. It's not just about gathering and being over the place and everybody knows you. No, that's not how like the greatest people were made, right? I mean, they evolve over time, but they are first known for something before they become everywhere, churned up all over. I mean, when you see Jeff Bezos, what comes to your mind? When you see Elon Musk, what comes to mind? Like, you understand, like just so many things, like it's beautiful. And I'm not there yet, but I'm training myself with God's help not to judge myself and or my unfinished business. Me myself, I'm a work in progress, so why should I be angry that I have a project that's not finished? Am I finished? Is God finished?
I don't know. So I just feel like
so I just really feel like sometimes we put it, it's not even external, it's internal pressure.
True.
And I can totally relate because me myself, I like to overthink. There's more to life than deadlines and limits, and then there's more to life, really. There's more to life. And I think that's really helping me focus. If not, I would have judged myself every step of the way. I wanted a master's degree, I've not gotten it, and I'm angry. I wanted this, I've not gotten it, and I'm upset. I wanted this, and I've not gotten it, and I'm upset. Meanwhile, there are other things I've done that I should be proud of. Do you understand?
It should be. True. Yeah. And you know when you said that, sometimes the pressure is mostly internal, like for real. A lot, sometimes the things that we are worried about, that people are looking at us and judging us, they don't even see those things. Like I've had
at
people
all,
call
up, I agree.
So yeah, they look at you and they say, Esther, you're doing really great. I'm really impressed. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm doing great. Mm-hmm. And then in my head, I've run through a list of all the things that I feel that like, are you sure you're not blind? It reminds me of something that Selim King is shared one time. And he said something about, you know, your process journey. Like, you know, everybody looks at your success stories and all that. You know, people see you out there because, everybody like. Mm-hmm. But then even the process, it's very, very, very important equally. And that might be what some people need to see to stop putting undue pressure on themselves. For instance, look at, you know, Rema blew up on Twitter with his birthday post, and he was like, you know, people should stop putting pressure on themselves. Photographers should stop, you know, editing his pictures to edit out his pimples. How people should not expect him to write certain kinds of music because he's still growing and he's going to write what he has right now and all those. And I was like, thank you. And I love how beautifully self-aware you are and how you are owning your own process, because it's really beautiful.
Disclaimer. Mm-hmm. I'm on a journey. So I don't want anybody here listening to think he's self-aware person. And I just want to give a quick example based on what you just said. So when when we had this event at Elekta, I don't know, but like it was a lot of people saw the pictures and it was where we hosted an event, and I kind of took lead on it and all the stuff. So I posted the picture on Instagram. Then like it was a trying period for me, because it was an intense period, and I just really wanted that event to be a success, and it really was. So at a point I didn't want to put it out there, but I said no, I was going to celebrate my win. I mean, it's a win for me. And then when I put it, and then so many people were saying congratulations and all that, I felt overwhelmed. And like, and also my friend, and I sent my friend a message, my close friend, I sent her this lie on me, and I was like, Layo, these people are really congratulating me. They don't really know the story. They don't know the time when I was crying to all of you. And then I was really upset and all that. I want them to understand that it's not all rosy, that my life is not this simple, that my life has challenges, and my life has this, and my life has that, and that, and that. And then Layo said, she's like, yes. You can't see that process, it's fine, but you own it because you deserve it, right? And then this is actually very true. Like, so there should be a balance, right? Like, that we should learn to appreciate when we do things and we put it out there. Because on my vision board this year, I said that I was going to put myself more out there, right? Whatever that meant, I think I'm trying to be that. But then we should learn to accept the compliment as they come to us. If somebody congratulates you on something, and while women are actually very used to not accepting compliments, because
you pass it over as
yes. And then I'm a victim as well. Like I take responsibility as well. Somebody tells you, your shoes are really you really did well on that project, and I'm like, I try to overlook it. Like, the person didn't say anything. Well, my friend at work, just the time she did it, and then she now said, Kesia, look at me. I said, you did well on this project. Well done. I'm proud of you. Own it. I mean, that was it for me. And then, like,
with Jonathan, your chest.
Yes, you should own it. Like, you should own it. I was just there thinking of how people are thinking. I didn't want anybody to have the wrong perception about me because of social media and think that my life is so perfect and rosy. That's quite all right, right? But then now in the moment, accept the congratulations as they come. Then I was like, maybe tomorrow you can tell them about how it was not a perfect project. But right now, you did it. Accept it. Own it. Own the congratulations, and don't feel guilt tripped that you did something great. Don't feel emotionally blackmailed that people are congratulating you. Own your wins, own your victories. It's yours to keep, right? Nobody else is going to own it. If you don't own it, if you don't put yourself out there, nobody's going to see
you. Will. So don't blow your trumpet if you don't blow it.
Yeah, for you. So I understand this thing about being low-key and all that. No, I don't know anybody that ever been low-key and then they started really... Like, for you to even get awards, people have known you in this space.
Yes.
For you to be recognized. You need to show up, right? So people can show up for you as well, right? I believe in self-evaluation. You need to call your BS out when you're doing rubbish. You tell yourself, Kezi, this thing that you just did could make sense. But then when you do something good, exactly. But then when you do something good, own it as well and tell yourself, Kezi, this thing is a cool thing for it.
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Do you understand? just to let it out, I'm not a perfect. I struggle as well with finding myself. But I'm being very intentional about the things I say to myself, because whatever I say, I like my very love language is words of affirmation. So when people say words to me, it hurts me. So I have to be careful about what I say, what I internalize, what I say to myself.
To yourself.
Because that's what matters the most. If somebody comes and says, you're an idiot, I'm going to be lost. Fam, are you talking to me? Because I'm not an idiot. Have you seen me? Do you understand?
Like,
you can't be saying, because I have accepted the fact that this is who I am. So your words can't kill me. It can't affect me. So we need to learn ourselves to speak words of life over ourselves, so that when words of negativity comes, it bounces away. Like, because you've built yourself on that rock. That come rain, come shine. I'm not there yet, though. But that thing that you just said, it's not me. Like,
call it work.
It can't be me. So I just want to put out there that it's a journey. It's a journey. It really is. It really is.
Definitely. And I know that this journey is going to lead us towards the greatness that we are all gunning for. And I can't wait to see. Okay, I can wait. Again, we are all about embracing process. Yeah. So I can wait, and I'm looking, I'm trusting, and I'm learning on that process itself.
Yeah.
To see the great stuff that's going to come out of this. Wow, Kezia, like, this has been so beautiful. Like, you took a lot of questions out of my mouth and you answered them yourself. And for that, I am really, really grateful. You are doing well. Uh-huh. You are doing very, 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 very well.
You are too, Esther. You are too.
Thank you so much, Kezia. Hello? I was going to ask, my last question to you was going to be like, what should we expect from you? Like, what are you on to now? What should we expect from you? But I don't know if that will be adding pressure, or you don't mind sharing something.
So what to expect from me? Expect lots of mistakes. Expect a lot of greatness, lots of surprises, lots of good news and all of that. Like I said, I'm a girl journeying towards greatness, and then greatness is not by accident. It doesn't just happen, right? I will definitely fall along the way, and I hope to like really share my story of falling to encourage people, because I really believe that life is about inspiring other people. So what to expect from me? Just expect this thing, because I'm human and I'm a young person who enjoys life, but who is also I'm a very ambitious person, and very, I like to think I'm focused. So in all of this, I'll make mistakes. I'll try out some new things and fail at them, but I'll also try out some things and extend. My life is an adventure for me. So I just really want people to go on the adventure with me. So you can say, oh, I remember when she did this and it worked, and I can remember, and I'm so glad that this finally worked for her. So basically that's what to expect from me. So because I'm not even putting that pressure on myself, I'm going to keep trying things till they work. Is to quit this one and try this one and quit that one. I'll quit it till I find what I really want. So basically that's it for me on that side. And then so what I'm up to right now. I was talking to my friend yesterday, and then basically my life has been boring lately. So I've just been working, so I took a break off Twitter, by the way, because it's just negative news up and down, and I can't.
I tell you, it's so saddening.
Anxiety level to go up. But what I'm up to, I'm being very intentional with my work with God, very intentional. I'm trying to be a better person, an all-round better person. I'm trying to focus on. Personal growth. I'm trying to focus on personal growth. I'm trying to be better in every aspect, better in my relationship, better in my communication, better in my relationship with people, relationship with God. I'm just becoming. That's what I'm up to, basically. I'm up to becoming. So that's it for me. Nothing of the extraordinary. But I mean, even in the nothing of the extraordinary, there are extraordinary things in it.
Of course.
That was
nice for days. I should have snapped my fingers.
I know. I just really hope that somebody got one or two things from this thing, and it was
in fact, I learned a lot.
When to pack their load and leave. Quotas never win. There's some quotes I don't really think should still apply. I mean, or some quotes that I don't think people should really personalize, but
yeah, they need context.
Yeah, I don't think everybody listening to this just needs to learn when to leave and when God is still telling you to stay. Don't be in a hurry to leave, but also know and time to leave the room. So read the room and understand what's your significance. I'm watching a movie now on Netflix called Bold Type, and then like
it's Bold just what?
Bold Type.
Okay.
B-O-L-D and Type. I think people should check it out. But then it's just about recognizing when something has served you enough and it's time to just move on. And it's about courage. You need to find the courage to move on from things that don't serve its purpose anymore, especially in your journey through life. So yes, I think that's all to be.
Yeah. Wow. Kezia Mark Brooks, 2021. Well, let me hype you. Anyway, thank you. Thank you so much, Kezi. Like, it has been a very, very wonderful period. Like, I've learned a whole lot. You don't know what you have done for me, eh? Okay. No pressure, but I'm just... No. Don't worry, I understand you. We're on the same level in that kind of field. But let me share my testimony, having listened to you, Ma. Okay?
All right. I'm so honored, Esther. Thank you. And congratulations for taking this bold step to do this.
Thank you.
Well done. And I pray that the purpose of this thing will actually be fulfilled in the lives of so many. So well done, Amen. Esther. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. All right. So there you have it, folks. Thank you very much for joining this episode. I trust that you learned as much as I certainly did. And if you gained some value from this, do well to share with your friends and invite them to listen. And come again next week on our second installment on this series on starting, quitting, and pivoting. It promises to be a very great time too with our second guest. Thank you very much for sticking through, and I am Esther Opone, once again your host on The Value Cafe. Bye. Hi, and welcome to The Value Cafe podcast. My name is Esther Opone, aka The Value Adder, and I am your host. On this podcast, I hold laid-back conversations with myself and my friends on everything and anything as we discuss various topics across our life journeys with the aim to share and gain value. So if you're like me, if you're a young person like me who is navigating life and would love to share, connect, and have experiences as we all navigate our life journeys, then this is the space for you. Here we'll be sharing stuff across a personal life journey, impact, and adding value.